Long-standing factors are also contributing to the construction labour shortages. Home builders have struggled to maintain a consistent labour force since the global financial crisis of 2007-09. That, in part, reflects deeper changes to immigration laws, which have stemmed a once steady stream of labour. Inflows of foreign workers into America, for instance, have been in decline since the introduction of anti-immigration policies by President Donald Trump. Just over 44,000 foreign-born workers entered the construction industry in 2017, a sharp drop compared with nearer 70,000 in the previous year. Similarly, the Office for National Statistics reckons that Britain has lost 42% of its European construction workers since its vote to leave the European Union, which signalled an end to the free movement of migrants from the EU into the country. Skills shortages are also compounded by an ageing workforce. Around 41% of construction workers in America are expected to retire within the next decade. One in five British workers is over the age of 55. Recruiters seeking talent, meanwhile, find slim pickings. High school graduates of all income backgrounds avoid construction jobs, perceiving them to be dirty, dangerous, and difficult. Less than one in 10 young people in Britain would consider a career in construction, shunning even white-collar jobs in areas such as engineering, quantity surveying, and town planning. Automation might have been one way to avert shortages of workers, but the industry has been slow to embrace it. Around half of construction businesses use robots, compared with 84% of automotive firms and 79% of manufacturing companies. Meanwhile, the shortages seem set only to intensify. Demand for workers looks likely to rise further, as governments promise both to build more houses and to help prepare the existing stock for a changing climate. Britain already requires 217,000 extra workers by 2025 to meet the government's target of 300,000 new homes per year. Even more labour will be needed to retrofit 29 million existing homes to meet net zero carbon targets by 2050. Governments' plans to spend on infrastructure in America and Europe could suck in workers and leave fewer to build houses. Job vacancies, construction delays, bosses' headaches, all may go through the roof.